Chef Ian Brandt is the owner of some of Utah's most beloved vegetarian-friendly restaurants, including Sage's Cafe, Vertical Diner, and Cali's Natural Foods in Salt Lake City. While Brandt says he himself takes a break from cooking and parties during the holidays, he says he's seen the stress that comes with trying to get a meal to turn out just right. His advice, develop a cookbook of your own.
The number one thing that I could advise anyone in terms of reducing stress levels when you're preparing family meals or holiday meals is the development of a family recipe book that is extremely specific in all of its measurements and all of its weight measurements and its volume measurements, and everything's written to detail. And that becomes a really great thing that you can then pass down to the next generation, and then the next generation can add to that recipe book and make adjustments to it and turn it into their own recipes.
Brandt says winging a recipe probably isn't the best way to make cooking less stressful, especially for vegan fare.
If you are going to replicate a recipe and make it wonderful and stress-free, then the key is to have it organized in a certain way and dialed in a certain way so that it's replicatable. Especially within vegan cuisine, a lot of times you're trying to almost use some really great, usage of chemistry in food to make food have the similar qualities of non-vegan cuisine.
Brandt shared a one-of-a-kind, tried-and-true vegan stuffing recipe with me that features mushrooms and walnuts.
I think the mushroom and the walnut part is I think it makes this dish almost move beyond stuffing a little bit. It's almost a meal in itself.
The dish calls for a 7-grain bread and starts with sautéed diced onions, carrots, celery, olive oil, black pepper, and sea salt.
I always put the sea salt in first so it integrates into everything. Especially when you're sweating the onion and the vegetables, the sea salt draws the moisture out of those vegetables and dries them out a little bit, and then that really extracts the flavor out of those vegetables.
Next, the recipe calls for the mushrooms and walnuts.
Towards the end of that sauté process, I'll add the mushrooms and then also a little bit towards the end of that, chopped walnuts. And so the walnuts get a little bit toasted in the oil and the vegetables in the pan.
Brandt says to deglaze with a white wine to unstick the flavors from the pan.
And then toss into that a little bit of soup stock or water. I tend to build my recipes with a large quantity of what is considered mirepoix ingredients, which are onion, carrot, celery, those kinds of ingredients. Instead of using soup stock, I just go a little bit heavier with the actual vegetable components that go into the dish.
Next, he says toss in a pre-toasted combination of 7-grain and French breads.
And then form that in your pan and bake it. And I usually cover that with a little bit of aluminum foil for the first half an hour or 20 minutes. And then for the last 10 minutes, take the aluminum foil off, which then kind of gives me a little bit of a crispiness, which everyone likes in stuffing. And that's basically it. From my take on it, it is perfected.
Visit UPR.org for the detailed stuffing recipe, along with a few other recipes for some of Brandt's favorite holiday dishes. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Elaine Taylor.